for joining us on this Friday to our Let's Talk Ministry. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Psalms. I'm going to read out of Psalm 27 at the very end of it. Before I read that passage, I realize it's Friday and a lot has happened since over this last week. And so there's a tendency for us as we wake up this morning or pick up this podcast that there's a lot of things that could cloud our mind. Opportunities for, say, to be overwhelmed, to be discouraged, to be frustrated. And so I was reading Psalm 27, and I got to the very end of it, verse 14, and these are the words from David. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. And what has been interesting for me after I read that psalm is to think through, what does it look like for us to wait for the Lord or for me? There's a tendency to move faster, get things done, check things off. Let's get this all figured out instead of waiting on the Lord. Reminding myself that he's sovereign, that everything that happens, that he's in charge and he's aware of. And so calling my heart just to trust in that. And then I think the be strong part is not about another cup of coffee or take extra vitamins or figure out how you're going to work this out in your own strength. This is what I'm going to do to make this happen. I don't think that's what it means. I think it gives us an opportunity to say, okay, what passage of scripture might I want to go read to remind me how big my God is as I start to think through the circumstances and the trials and the things that are going on. But the part that's been the most interesting to me is this part, and let your heart take courage. It's almost like David is saying to us through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the word of God, all right, now you have a choice to make. You have a choice to allow the things that are going around you to distract you, to waver you, to cause you frustration, or you have a choice to say, you know what? I'm going to take courage. I'm going to make a decision to remind myself that my God is big enough, to remind myself that I don't have to live that way under that yoke of bondage. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to take courage. I'm going to go ahead and say, you know what, Lord? You got this. I'm going to walk with you in this. And so as you think back over your week, how many times did you wait? How often did you go to a passage of scripture to find your strength? And then where did you make the practical decision to say, you know what, Lord? Yep, I'm going to flip the switch and I'm going to trust you and I'm going to take courage. I'm going to make the choice to take courage. And in doing so, you're then going to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. What is that going to look like? Sometimes we flip the switch, say, okay, I got courage and you want him to fix it. Nope, wait for the Lord. Trusting in his sovereignty, trusting in his power, watching him work. And so that's just an opportunity for us as we enjoy Friday to be reminded about what does it look like for you to wait? What does it look like for us to go back to our scripture and be strong? I mean, I'm not saying it's not going to take some energy and effort from us. It is, but I'm not saying that it's our strength that gets us through. Go back and take his strength and then make your decisions. All right, Lord, it's you. I'm going to put my trust in you. I'm going to put my courage in you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to run to you in all this. And I'm not going to run away. I'm just going to wait on you to fix it, to work, to do only what you can do. And so excited about this Friday. Again, thanks for spending some time with us on Let's Talk. It's been a really, really neat ministry to watch God spread his word around in different places. So I'm going to close our time together in prayer. Father, thank you for a new day, an opportunity to sit with your word, an opportunity to read it out loud, to be reminded that you have spoken this morning. And so in the midst of the things that are going on and whoever picks this podcast up, may they wait on you. May they be reminded that you're in charge. May they be reminded that you are strong enough, that you are big enough, that our strength comes from you. And in saying that, then we would be making decisions to say, you know what, I'm taking courage today. Not because of the situation's changed, but because I know my Father's in charge and I'm going to walk with him in that situation. And then give us the courage to continue to wait on you. Not move too fast, not move too slow, just to wait on you. For your glory, it's your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.